Kindergarten daf in the sechtes kinder from an aleph to begin on with basic and to smelt to begin to gemara. Let's make Yaakov. Let's say Mishav beit the potter, and the gemara's question is why he doesn't hold this halacha that if you return avid you potter b'mishvu. So that's Taisa Pishav. We're going to Rashi explains. The makach masdin parach that we're asking from the halacha of our Mishnah, which we see that Mishav beit is potter. Kasha says it's difficult because late nukid listen to el, but the gemara doesn't make the same terminology it's used previously. The last time we took Metzila Yishuvim, they take an Olam. Why don't you say the same wording then here also? Oh, and moreover, the Enochanami. Truth is, the last time must eaten. The Halchishanilei, who don't make a lesbian Yaakov. The Pog must say, this is the reason, what's the question? Therefore, it seems the Parag, the Gemara's question is a Maila Mehem of the Migri. This asks why isn't he believed? Where the Migri, the Boy Shazik, once said he could have been quiet. The Migri have a Minatera. Migri is biblical. That's the Gemara's question. Not from the Mishnah, but from the biblical principle of Migri. The next day is Matha Bengal Zigmar, my cotton godl. What does it mean? Cotton, it means a godl. So it says, why didn't we say El Gadol? Could have just said that the claim was made by a Gadol. No, because Mishum Darei Lishnoi, the Gemara wants to answer the late teacher of Rav, that he didn't go on Rav, didn't he know Mishnah? How could he have said that between a Gadol? They're explaining, yeah, that we see that that even though it's, that what does it mean? A cotton, it means a Gadol. The truth is also because the Mishnah shows up on Chasim Bezek, telling Lina about Mishnah buying the cotton, which Gemara Digger asks a contradiction, and answers that, oh, cotton is a girdle above a tightness of, and the Gemara is answering for Rav the same type of way that, oh, what do we mean? Cotton, it really means a girdle, and then it wasn't difficult on Rav, it just means because the Gemara is of a cotton. Next, Testament to begin the Gemara, El Bid Rav Kamevaki. Machleki says regarding the Salacha of Rav. Now, Pedro Kondrash explains, that, oh, where's the Gemara now? That we're going back to, oh, the claim was made by a child. The Kakashalach, and this said, you find difficult in the Shbunatai's Chesh of a cotton, which was why the Gemara fell off it. We don't swear on the claim of the Chesh of a cotton. Oh, Heinrich Shbun Makarach Asmai says Rashi, that's when he comes from his own power. The Ksubaki says in the Pasuk, Yit Nish, Vain the Seed and Cotton Klum. What the child gives is nothing. Above a time is of, when it comes from the claim of his father, Tan Chesh of a cotton, that is a significant claim. And the time of the Rabban the Kedirabo. And the reason of the Rabbanan is because of Rabban Shem the May is because the whole reason is because in of May is, and by the son he would be May is, and therefore that's why it doesn't have the halacha of Yeshava. That says because it's difficult, because it got Techet Chasim HaSefer. It comes that the primary answer is really missing from the Sefer. Should have said, Lo'il Meshatayin HaKon, that we're going back to them. Lo'il Moravid Ba'gaz Abbasadik Ba'am Ba'kamad Avkov Avam Be'i, he says, Mamayid Nosnoi Kishu Kotten. We exclude the case of when he gives it as a child, but turn the Kishugolim, the same person then goes and claims it when he's an adult. Bishop to be in the Tvim and the Sino Echas Shoven. Has to be that both the claim and the given are in the same state. If that's the case, my Tamanami, for that reason itself, the might Nasna Kishugolim, we should exclude that when it was given when he was adult, but Tabi Kishugolim, and that he claimed it when he was a minor, dying above the times of, where, yeah, his father gave it when he was a Gadol, but then the son is claiming it as a minor. So that itself is not achas shavin. So Kafner Lefarish rather so different seems to explain that the koi is actually going amay the kamar tainus atzmoi that no not like Rashi that we're going back to that of Kot. That it's going on this day said the tainus atzmoi the Gemara says it's his own claim tainus achim here it's where it's others' claims. How the kogli tainus atzmoi this recording his own claim is mshmnoi meiz umeiz. Yeah, even when he's an adult, but the son that the he would go ahead and be brazen. Okay, the rabbanon. Although Rabbi Yaakov holds him, no, he's not made by the son, also would not have the audacity. That you're claiming is his own claim. No, that a person would go ahead and have to swear regarding what you're going ahead and claiming is his own claim. Yaakov is saying that I disagree with you that you're saying that it's considered times atzmai. I hold that no, it's such a shvur that such a claim actually would be chayiv. In the Shvuah, which really tells come to answer that because the Blazim Yaakov said that sometimes a person is about time is but according to that what they're explaining, a person would not be made upon the by the ben of the Balchayb, so then you still have the difficulty according to the Shita that there's no time al Piyatzmai, rather it's Piyachirim. That's what he says. He's saying that, yeah, it is, but it's what you call al Piyatzmai. Then it says, Master Bingham Zigmarim, Nema Umr Tai, why is the Tai say, might makes it a tiny Yeshava? Then you admit to part of the claim. You have to swear. Pierce. In other words, what is the question? Why is he not believed with a migud? If he wants it, could have denied everything, which then you would not be chayv neshvuah. Or at least learn out from me that we wouldn't say migud. The Gemara answers, no, the person does not have the audacity to be raised in front of his creditor, like a migud, and therefore there's no migud, Because the Inlay Pun Lech Vakol, he would never go and deny the whole thing. Now, Avagav the Bechay Vakol, I mean, Nam Pegadian, although the Gemara tells us regarding when he denies the whole thing, Shuazam Mem Beznash Tamudikam Shtamid, that he's just trying to get out of it, Lekach Niskina, that's why he was in the story, Shuaz Hesed Bechay Vakol, the rabbinic oath when you totally deny. But Mikamokam, you see Ishley Pun Lech Vakol mixes, but still a person, even though both he wouldn't have, but he would still have a little bit more face to deny some of it, like I call them to deny all of it. And then, but like, make a difference, not a mikvah that you could have made tzedakah, because you couldn't have, because that, even though both of them, but it's still a little bit more brazen to deny the whole thing. But says, don't explain Shabbat in time, it's coming to give it the reasoning. Why is it when someone denies the whole claim, it's going to be potter? And that's what Gemara is saying, the Vishayin of Maze, because the person would not have the audacity. It's not true. So, and therefore, when you make such a claim, obviously, we're believing you. The Hakov Hakol Potter is not true, because the making the whole denying everything is exempt. The Mokum Shechel Hayes, even the place where a person would be brazen, because the Rebbe Dibbemnoid Meis, in case of a son, he does have the audacity, and still, but the Rabban of Elamite makes this, that the Rabban say you're exempt even when you admit to part of it, the Mikid Dibbek of Hakol, because you could, if you would have denied the whole thing, and that's not a, and you tell me the whole Svar is because it wouldn't be Meis, there you see, it would be Meis, and still we believe you with that Migui. Which doesn't say exactly how much, but says it was three from the Meshav Beit because he's returning a lost object. Because the boy on the basic one, they could have said two. And he could have denied the whole thing, meaning more than what would be the minimum that was obvious because of plural. The Hodak said Bishtar, because what's written in the Shar is Kalech, it's like it's already given, and therefore that's not even part of the claim. Apart from the Hasan, we also ask from there, Lamanda Amma Hilachab, according to the one that says Hilachas Chayim. So, because that's like Halech. But Amal Kabbal Kol Potter, we see that everything but that is really what the claim is. And if he denies everything, he's being Potter. Avakam Kabbal Dirch Lehez, although he could have the brazenness, because the document is helping him. So a person would be brazen to do that. The ha Potter, the Megiddi B'Miktus, because he's exempt from when he admits a part of it, Megiddi B'Kabbal Kol, if he wanted, he could have denied the whole thing. So rather, so it's B'Kabbal Kol, the Potter, the reason why Kabbal Kol is exempt, because he says a Kassel. Because he says a Kassel, Mash Madafka, but might mix it with a Kavar Kol. He was there. Gemara learns out that when you're admitting the part, you're denying part, but not when you deny the whole thing. Because I mean, I'm preparing the Mitzia, Adaf Heman Alf. The trade correct, the two psokim, except who, except there. And that tells you that this is what you're denying, this is what you're admitting. But from the fact that the Torah obligates you an oath when you have one aid, ain't lochif, don't prove, oh, obviously the Kavar Kol Potter, obviously that you're not everything you can be Potter. Because the chayv, you would be chayv, might not be made echad. What do you need echad? You'd be chayv shvei anyways for your denial. No, it's not true. Because it's like lehechashen about miyad. You need it for a case when the owners don't know. There's no claimant. But eight major kind of blame. The witness is testifying that he stole from him. Oishay chayv love that it was owed to his father. That's what telling you would be chayv. But really, it could be you would be chayv by kriv akol if the bialim were making their own claim themselves. Connect to this masal that begins ignoring in on the mayas. Person would not have the audacity. So it says, in Lefarsh, don't explain Lefish Asli Taiva. Why wouldn't have that dasa? Because the guy did him a favor by giving him a loan. Because the bishop becomes like, oh, come, like Rashi explains also, but becomes the consignment out. Because I'm kidding, that would be the case. But because by the positive, he didn't do him a favor. If anything, the favor is the other way around. You have to make mixes. He should be exempt by when he admits the part of the claim, but Migi Debai Kobai Kob, but a Migi that he could deny the whole thing. So it's not really because of the favor. Even by the mixes, because we find many places, as and Shavuos and Beis and Beis, that you're liable for when you admit to part of the claim by a deposit. Oh, Ela, ain't no the Meis. Rather, the reason why a person doesn't have the audacity is not so brazen. Kamokam Shoisa Shekinegde Yeshu Meshakar. Just simply because the guy opposing him knows that he's lying. The reason Riba, Benachem, we're not going to be lent. That's the reason, but not because of what the guy did him a favor. Next says, not the beginning of the Gemara, but Kola by delay, delay. Truth is, really, he'd want to admit to him the whole thing. Pesach Crunches, Rashi explains, in other words, what's the Gemara addressing? Chitim, we begin to say, wait a second, we shouldn't allow him to make an oath on the rest. Because the Midah Chasham, since he's suspected regarding the monies, Chasham, and that's why you make him swear, so he's suspect, obviously he wants to steal the other half, then he should be suspected regarding swearing falsely. Says the Gemara, saying, no, he's not really suspected regarding the money, but like having called him for the fact that he didn't deny the whole thing. And just like he admitted to half it, really he wanted to admit the whole thing, he's just trying to get out of it, and therefore he wouldn't swear false. So it says we're cautious, but this is difficult to rashly explain, because the Perikam Davatia, first Perikam said, Avav Manav Maskin, the Gemara comes out, the lawyer mean to make the Chasham money Chasham Shasham. We don't say what it's just like a person suspect regarding money, suspect regarding oath. And Malekim, we cannot say the husband of Rabbanu would like Chasham, there's rabbinically that he's not suspect. Levisharo, the Parish Mishwasa Tvei Mamayna, because they see that he separates from an oath more than monies. So Mashma Chesav Adam sounds like the Gemara Bavasta Vlamigilam Beis. Given Naschal Rebaba by the famous case of the Naschal Rebaba, the Abba Amaloi Chatfei had he said I didn't grab. Have a Nishba Lahakash as aid. if it's weird to refute the witness, Amos, so we see Lamin Migdochashamay Khashwashwasa. Am I Hishwa Daraisa? That's a biblical oath. And even though he says for grand monies, he would take an oath. Because the Shudra Ban like me and Mitekshin Yakhlish of Masham, because if it was a rabbinic oath, we wouldn't say that since he cannot swear, he would have to pay. Because the Kandali Kandali Abdin, the rabbinic oath would be one tekana, and then to make a tekana that if he can't swear, he would have to pay, would be another tekana. Because Rabbin Gabahu Rayim, from its coming of him and out, we wouldn't make the Kandala tekana. So the Chenir, therefore, it seems Asla Farish actually, what the Gemara is coming to explain with these words, it delayed him and don't say, Kivin Ain on the maze upon him, since the person would not be brazen in Kain, if that's the case, Kush Tukama, I must be saying the truth, and therefore you thought the Meshwe should be exempt from an oath. Moisa makes it come from that part that he's denying. The person would not be raising. And obviously saying the truth. The Gemara is saying no. Truth is, he wants to admit to the whole thing. Because there ain't the Barotzen made. It's not willingly that he's being brazen. Just trying to get out of having to pay, and therefore we make him swear. And Temer says, we're going to say, Gazlan, my pastor, why is a Gazlan, a robber, invalid to take an oath? Kim the lame mean to make the Chazam and the Chazam and the Chazam. You don't say he's suspected regarding money, so why he shouldn't be suspected regarding the oath either? You can say the Midraban apostle, rabbinically he's invalid, but the apostle also tell Eidah because the Torah invalidates him for testimony. So like it says in the Pasig in Shemais Chav Gimel, Lias Eid Chamas to be a witness of thievery. But look at Rabbanan, we're not going to say, but Taisa qualifies only when we know his invalidation, because they know there's me, because it's disgraceful to have him swear. Sometimes we're going to say, Midraisa Maishno, Lav Deids Madrashua. Biblically, what's the difference regarding negative prohibition of testimony and negative prohibition of oath? Why could he swear, but he cannot say testimony? On a biblical level. Same rabbinically, fine, the same, but biblically, why is there a difference? There's something which tells you what you can say is because the Chamir Le Shvua, an oath is severe to him, so the whole world trembled when the God said, don't take his name in vain. The mean is pregnant on the other shows that one testament office. Never biblically, he would not be suspecting the oath, although he would be regarding testimony. Another difference you can make is that regarding that money that we suspect him, he's not suspected regarding oath. Because like we're saying, the Shavuot for sure also separate. Of a gazla mama acha, but regarding someone who is a robber on other monies, chashad is suspect. Kamei shemam and acha lepirish, just like other monies, he didn't separate. Kamei can leave shemeshvuot. He's not going to separate from an oath. So we're not saying regarding this itself. We're saying in general. The like kasha mahudaya. It's not difficult from that shepherd that he debated that they testified regarding midochav shemenai. They ate two of them. Am I apostle? Why is he invalid? The hanuk trade tzarik l'sham that those two he has to pay. Minashar yifresh al deshvuot, and the rest will separate through an oath. The homash mishalme they aid him because this that he returned through witnesses in zashama. That's not considered a bona fide returning. He had to return, and therefore, but in general, we would say that he would be suspect.